This meeting. I want to follow on from what my colleague Emmanuel Decour has been telling us about cooperation with NGOs. NGOs and the committee do cooperate, and this has to continue and intensify. It does pose some complex challenges. We obviously have to increase the number of ratifications. I can see that regional associations base their decisions based on the situation in different countries in their region, and their contribution with this knowledge can be very valuable. Well, for example, the Latin American Regional Association is very familiar with the situation, not just in Latin America, but also with the Caribbean. And there are problems in that part of the world as well. We have to identify specific problems, be aware of the specific nature of the problem in each country, in each region, so that there can be a tailor-made response to each of these situations. We're very pleased to see representatives from the Philippines this morning as well. Obviously, there's a lot of work at the domestic level that's happening in the Philippines, but it's happening in conjunction with international bodies that work on enforced disappearances. We've seen countries like the Philippines who've been working at the domestic level, but also looking at the global level. We have to recognize that enforced disappearances are a truly transnational phenomenon, and we have to tackle it from that perspective. We know that there's high involvement of organized crime, drug trafficking, and migration, etc., and that these all fuel enforced disappearances, and that makes for a very complex phenomenon of a global nature. Now, Switzerland, for example, in 2017 has been very active, and they're not the only country. There's a whole series of countries that have signed and ratified the convention. So if we were all to truly work together, it could be very useful for this universalization that we all aspire to. So the NGOs' manifold positions here are very useful for us. And we hope that in future we will have an even more rich exchange, never forgetting the specific problems that exist in countries as well as the common ground. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Figalo. I now invite Mr. Batti to take the floor.
شكرا سيد الرئيس.